Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. You know, the third Monday in January was designated as Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day to honor Dr. King and to recognize the civil rights struggles of our nation. As the nation continues to deal with tragedies in Ferguson, Baltimore, and other places where events have focused attention on the Black Lives Matter movement, MLK Day is more important than ever. Joining us to explain what we can learn from the past and current events is Derek Kayongo, recently appointed the new CEO of the National Center for Civil and Human Rights right here in Atlanta. Thank you so much for joining us, Derek. How are you?
I'm very well, Tawanda. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Wonderful. How have the events of the past year enabled the center to demonstrate its relevance? And of course, you are new. How new are you to the center?
I'm 5 weeks in.
Five weeks.
To the work itself.
Very new.
Well, you know, you have a great question. You know, last year was a busy year in the rights space. We saw refugees coming out of Syria and trying to, you know, seek a safe haven. We saw the issue of human trafficking come to the fore.
Mm-hmm.
We have young girls being trafficked by people around the world. And Atlanta is actually, unfortunately, caught in that particular problem of human trafficking. And then we had this big Supreme Court judgment around LGBT rights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was huge. And so the center has become the place where we contextualize that work, where we tell you how these rights came to be to bear.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they come from? The origins of the civil rights and the human rights. Atlanta, I'm very happy to say, is the home of the civil rights movement. It's a gift that they've given to the rest of the world, and we need to really embrace the center. The center is really your history, Atlanta. You've got to champion the center and be part of it. Come and visit the center, please.
So tell us what is going on at the center right now.
Well, right now, of course, we have a couple of things going on. On MLK Day itself, we'll have two movies that we'll be showing. One called Confronting the Truth. It's stories of global truth and reconciliation. The second one is A Force More Powerful, and it explores how nonviolent power has overcome oppression. But we also have partnered with the Alliance Theatre, a collision project, which you can actually be a part of and come and check out. But you know what? The most important thing to come and be a part of and see is the center itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't come to the center, it won't be easy for us to really promote it. It's downtown Atlanta next to the Coca-Cola area and the aquarium. It's right there. It's a beautiful, magnificent building, a building of courage.
There are so many other things going on at the center. When we walk in, what do we see?
Ah, let me tell you what you see. The center becomes active. It's not just a little exhibit that you walk through. It's a really active piece of work. You experience it. It inspires you. It really gives you power to think about your past and how it relates to your future. So the first thing you see, you see Auburn Avenue and how what happened at Auburn Avenue. You
mm-hmm.
see Ebenezer Baptist Church. You see all these characters that were part of the civil rights movement. But then as you walk through that particular piece and hear the voices of courage and the voices of oppression, you then see the jail that is started in Birmingham. You see the Freedom Riders bus. And guess what? Tawanda, the lunch counters are right there.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very powerful, and they show you and make you feel what those people felt when they were sitting at those lunch counters, the challenge. And then, of course, the march on Washington, the I Have a Dream speech, a beautiful speech that he gave. And as you walk through that particular piece, you then arrive at his death, the day he died and what happened on that day. You know, people like James Brown sang in Boston to stop riots from happening after he died. But after that, you see the work and the product of that work, that death gives us the voting rights bill, for example, and all these other things that happened as a result of the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
The intersection of that, Tawanda, is in the human rights work. The human rights work comes to life. You see Helen Roosevelt creating the UN. You see voices of Gandhi. You hear voices of young people from Sudan, from South Africa, who speak very powerfully about their own struggles around rights. But you know what? They're protagonists in that particular story.
Mm-hmm.
You on the other side will see Idi Amin, you will see Hitler,
mm-hmm.
Pinochet, men who have fought to destroy rights around the world and killed people, thousands of people, if not millions of people. But you know what? The story doesn't end right there. At the very bottom of the building, you then go into a solemn area where his work, Martin Luther King's work, has been placed in beauty. The handwriting notes that he wrote in his speeches, the speech he gave at the Nobel Peace Prize in Europe, but the papers are all laid out beautifully, and it's quiet, and you get to listen in gentility. I don't know what to tell you, Twanda, but everybody has just got to come and see it. It's a beautiful piece of work.
You talk about everybody's personal struggles, and of course, you had your own. Just talk about for a moment how you got here.
You know, I left Uganda. I'm originally Ugandan, as you can tell from my beautiful accent. I left Uganda at the age of 10 and became a refugee in Kenya. In that journey, leaving Uganda to become a refugee, I really saw and witnessed a lot of carnage and atrocity. Mm-hmm. I saw mothers with their kids suffer, you know, horrible rights issues like clean water, sanitation. I saw death. I saw people lose their family members. But you know what? I got into Kenya, and I was raised by an American woman from Pittsburgh who loved on me and gave me a chance. Then I came to the U.S. to go to school. And Twanda, when I got to the U.S., I became an American, and I voted for the first time in my life.
Wow.
I didn't vote in my country. I voted here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why I was able to vote in the U.S.? Because of the civil rights movement, which is the gift that the city of Atlanta has given the rest of the world. That's why that center and Atlanta and Georgia should be proud. Paris is proud of the Eiffel Tower. San Francisco is proud of the Golden Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? We should be proud of the civil rights movement. Our work in Atlanta was more powerful than the Eiffel Tower. And I'm not saying the Eiffel Tower is not beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of work. But you know what? Civil rights give you the right to be. To occur,
right.
To enjoy your life freely. Mm-hmm. And that's why that Civil Rights Center is really powerful.
What can folks go to get more information about the National Center for Civil and Human Rights?
They should come to the center, first of all. They should come to the center. Atlanta, come to the center. Come and see your history. But, of course, they can go to our website, civilandhumanrights.org, and really get to see the work that is done. Civilandhumanrights.org is what we have for you. But please come and be a part of us.
Absolutely. Is the center open every day?
Yes, every day, except for Mondays. But from MLK, it will be open.
Okay.
So please come and be a part of us.
All right. Derek Kayongo, the new CEO of the National Center for Civil and Human Rights. Thank you so much for joining us.
Twanda, you're the very best.